Jack Dickey with the programming. I'm Chase Singer.
I'm Captain America.
And along with me is Bill Grundler.
Wolverine.
We're going to talk about open announcements.
Wait, the open? We're going to talk about the open?
We're going to talk about open announcements. What they were.
Talk about the open.
Playing King for the Day. Have you ever played this game? This is like an old red shirt game we used to play at the dinner table, along with top four Mount Rush moment, Mount Rushmore concepts. It's a bit of the same thing, but have you ever heard that phrase or been given that opportunity?
I think that way all the time, dude.
All right.
Every day.
Every day.
King for a day.
King for a day, I would do this. King for a day. And what we're here to do is we're going to talk about, given all the power in the world and all the time in the world and not worrying about logistics and money and some would say reality, depending on who you're talking to, what we would do or suggest or throw out there of what could have been or what could be of open announcements this year. I did it a lot like our reprogramming episodes, where I try to have as very few changes as humanly possible to avoid just like dumb, oh, well, we should have gone to Las Vegas and rented out the MGM. And like, that's not what I'm doing. It's like, hey, I'm staying within the confines of a little change there, a little date here. Obviously, all this is just for fun. Yeah. But at the same time, I feel like I like what I got. Of course, I'm a little biased. I'm a little biased.
Of course, but, you are. We do these so differently. It's so funny that I'm sure we'll come up with a lot of the same things.
That's but the
we
best
have
part,
such
though.
Different avenues of going about it. Mm-hmm. Like here you are. You're like, yes, I have everything written down, and you probably have one. Do you have your little white, your yellow paper there?
This yellow paper.
Exactly my point. Whereas I am way more like
you're free balling, as we said back.
I'm free balling right now, literally. No, I'm just a lot more, I think, ethereal about it. Like it's just
ooh, good word.
More like concept. I'm kind of a concept guy.
Yeah, big picture. Good macro. I go micro, and then you add on your macro view to it. That's the way, you know. It's just wonderful.
Yeah.
You're like the outside of the Tootsie Roll Pop. And I'm the chewy inside. Okay. That was a terrible analogy. I'm going to take that back.
Weird.
Yeah.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of
like the owl?
One,
showing
two, three.
Dude,
my
we just
age.
Aged the shit out of our
showing wow. our age.
Oh my god.
But before we get there, we'd love y'all's opinions too as we go through this. Like, hey, this would have been cool. It's like, yeah, I want to play the this would have been cool game, the King for a Day game. We're not basing this in total reality, but we are doing a concept of what could be reality with enough planning and circumstance, and we realize that everyone is hindered by schedules and the reality of that thing too, based off who they had to the open. But before we get there, obviously want to thank Element 26, our partner of the show. If you scan the QR code on your screen right now, that'll take you to the website, element26.co. It is a one-stop shop for all your CrossFit accessory needs, thumb tape, knee sleeves, weight belts, hand grips, sweatbands, knees, like everything. Everything underneath the sun. So pop over there, give them a look. And then when you guys check out, use the code GWTP15 for 15% off. If you don't want to go to the website and you want some quick shipping, they're also on Amazon. So give them a look, element26.co. So let's look at what we're talking about here. And it is the open announcements. We had three open announcements, starting with 24.1, 2, and 3. The I would say there was a lot of information given later of maybe where they're going to be, who's going to do the announcements, what the athletes are going to do. And sometimes that's been played close to the vest and that. But we're going to just spitball, macro, micro ideas and concepts and go from there. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I'm already seeing that there will be some things because of the way that I'm seeing how you are moving with this, because this was your idea for the show, and I think that it was fun to have. And whenever we have, like, if you come up with an idea or if I come up with an idea, we're already kind of thinking where it's going to go. Mm-hmm. So I know you were starting to pick. Okay, 24.1, we should have done dot 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 dot. 24.2, dot 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 dot. Whereas me, it was like the announcements. I thought this.
Yes, Yes.
Big picture, the open should have been blah. So
I like Jules's initial one. That's all the show's going to be. We should have announced
done.
All of them.
Yeah, we're done.
That's the only change. Everything else is perfect. Everybody. Dear CrossFit, you guys are perfect. You can do no wrong. The only thing we love what you did. They're amazing. If you just had us on, that's our only constructive criticism.
I won't argue with that.
Ian Beaver, thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Oh, thanks, dude.
Thank you very much. Very good dude. We really do appreciate that. If you guys want to join the train there for support, you can throw us a bone here and there on during these. But if you guys want to really make a big difference for us, you guys can just join our YouTube channel. All right, click that join button. You don't have to leave right now, but if you want to leave right now and come back, we've got two memberships. We've got our GWP memberships, $3.99, or Programmatron memberships, $5.99 a month. Stay as long as you'd like to. It's just a way to support us, and we really sincerely do appreciate each and every one of you guys that pop on there. But let's get into it. So my first start of, hey, what would I do, right? I'm not coming from a position of CrossFit. You should have done this. I'm like, hey, Chase, king for a day. What would you do? I was like, oh, thank you for asking that question, Chase. This is what I start off with. Like, if we could get a schedule of where the announcements are going to be held, who is going to be doing them as far as who would be actually announcing the workouts and who the athletes are going to be, with 6+ weeks advance to garner excitement in the area, who's going to be hosting, who's going to be announcing the events, and just more headway there to create more excitement and engagement for the open announcements. That's where I would initially start before getting into any of the other details that I was going to get into.
Why, for you, what would make that cool is knowing that far ahead? Just because we could sit here and we could do our speculation game and like come up. Because the only thing that I saw out of that was when they announced Justin at his place.
Mm-hmm.
And either he was doing lunges or he announced, like they talked about it. And then there was a video of him doing lunges. So like everyone started thinking lunges. And so that was like the only real time that like there was a piece, like you could start to do the speculation game. You know what I mean? But why do you want that so bad?
So it has nothing about speculation. It's just information given so we can get more people there. Doing an open announcement on a Thursday at lunchtime is not exactly the most attended thing if you find out 4 days before where the open announcement's going to be. It allows people to plan for this, right?
As far as going to it.
It has nothing to do with the programming. Like, none of the things I'm talking about are going to revolve around programming. Zero on this programming show.
Huh.
Zero, right? And a lot of this is actually based off... I saw Jason CF Media talk about 24.1, and he had this awesome point, and this is actually the basis of this whole show. I was like, shit, let's do a whole show about this. Was he talked about Seth Rollins in week two, and he's like, why didn't we hit up Seth Rollins 6 to 8 weeks before the first open announcement? Like, guys,
I was on the show.
You were on the show for that, right? So this is a basis off that. It was, you have this mega, I would say, US-centric superstar from the WWE who has a massive cult following. CrossFit has its own massive cult following. Some of that cross blends with CrossFit fans and WWE fans. I will not besmirch wrestling fans while you're wearing a Cal Poly wrestling shirt.
Thank you very much.
It is not wrestling. It is WWE. Wrestling. And it's like... why not leverage someone like Seth Rollins, who has millions of followers? Like, hey, guess what? I'm doing the open. I am signed up for the open, and I am doing the first open announcement, and just go from there, right? The whole point of the open is obviously get worldwide participation as much as humanly possible and as we saw over 3 weeks, a very low barrier of entry to play. So why not leverage these people that have massive followings in the space of putting that out there? Hey, I'm doing it. If you guys haven't heard of this, you guys got 2 months to pop into a CrossFit gym and maybe join the open with me.
Yeah.
Right? Building that buzz around getting more people signed up. And a lot of these things that I'm looking at is, like I said, it's nothing to do with the programming. It has everything to do with like engagement, excitement, more people involved, more eyes on the table of what we want these open announcements to be. Like, we want people to watch this. We want people to sign up. So how do we do that best? And I think that the clear answer is not keeping it a secret.
Right.
Is being very open and public with it.
Yeah, no, that was one of mine too, as far as like the, if you're going to use these people, what's up, Jason? Good ideas, my friend. If you're going to use these people, you got to use them appropriately. I wanted Dave for every announcement.
Like, okay.
That means a lot to me. But if they're going to try to pull a large faction of people, mm-hmm. and use someone that has the outlet reach, the outreach that someone like Seth Rollins has,
right?
This is what I would have liked to see. You start off. I mean, I think the first two should have been. This would have been my dream. The first two are in affiliates.
Okay,
but it increases in size and domain and just broadness to where the last one is Seth Rollins.
Oh,
and
okay.
I know that Seth, because Joshy G down there, he does the Dead Boy programming with Seth.
Yeah, those guys are a lot of the other, deep into it.
Totally. He works with there's a couple female wrestlers that are there with him too.
That's right. Yeah.
So what I would want to see is either a small version Coliseum. Remember we did the one in San Francisco? We had all the champs went
yeah,
at it.
Yeah,
big same kind of idea, but you have a ring,
and
you have it set up to where the equipment is in the ring, and
yep.
you have the wrestlers come out in wrestler fashion.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
But that's the end. That's the end. And like,
interesting.
Through the whole weeks before that, like shit talking, talking trash about this person, like put out who your wrestlers are going to be at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
And start, just start it. Start talking. There should be weekly shit talking.
Yeah,
I'm getting ready. I'm gonna pound. You may have beaten me in the ring, but I'm gonna take this barbell and I'm gonna like. If you're gonna get that goofy with it, then you should be leaning in mm-hmm. to that. You don't put Seth Rollins in a garage where no one is gonna go.
That
dude belonged in an arena.
So you put exactly what I put down for Seth's use.
About? See how we go two different ways and go in.
But I put him in week one, but I'm going to take out exactly what you just said and put him in week three because of this reason.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll put it like this. Yes. Okay.
<Right.
laughs> So let me look at 24.1. I'm going to take Seth out of 24.1 and save him for 24.3 and go with what you're saying. But week one, it's Jocko in California. And either do live. It at live, right?
Actually live.
But leading up to the open, Dave sits down with Jocko for another podcast and they talk about the open and they talk about CrossFit and they talk about the connection between CrossFit training methodology and its roots and its basis in the military, let alone the SEALs. And maybe you have the first open announcement somewhere by Coronado.
God, yeah.
Right?
Totally.
So you lean into this huge military service. Why? Because before the open started, we started talking about the service open is back.
Right.
Right? So now you have a promotional tool months, maybe 2 months out. And now this all hinders on his availability and things like that. But again, king for a day, taking somewhat of reality of schedules out of the conversation. Jocko, podcast, Dave, open, CrossFit, military roots. And then start pushing the service open along with that on a podcast with Jocko. And it's all hard charging to 24.1. And in 24.1, maybe you find four athletes that are veterans or currently serving that are popular in the sport and maybe not popular in the sport, but enough to where they're going to have a good showing. And yeah. You do something as basic as 24.1 that can be done in such the smallest footprint possible. And maybe you like, we did it on an Air Force base.
I was just going to say, we've done military against,
but
military
there are
before.
Affiliates right near the, that area, that area that you could have just dived into.
Yeah.
Right. And then you pack it out and we have this whole thing in the golden barbell service thing. That's a part of all week one and it's huge and you lean on Jocko for that.
Yeah. And I think that, I thought we were talking about the, knowing well ahead of time. I was thinking more of the athletes, but you're right. If we are talking about the people that are going to be headlining the show, not the athletes, because if it's athletes, everyone starts speculating what the event is. Mm-hmm. But if you're talking about the people that are announcing.
Right.
And if Dave isn't going to do all of them, then that would have been a perfect position to have Dave bring Jocko in military to military to mm-hmm. where you basically are handing him the torch kind of a thing. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, right. And let Jocko be.
Yes.
Not nice guy, but be a fucking drill sergeant, dude.
Yes.
Like,
okay.
I mean, like, I want to hear, like, okay, where I remember Jocko from is every once in a while he'd pop up on my Instagram mm-hmm. where he'd do the 4:30. He'd take the picture of his watch, 4:30. Jocko out.
Yep.
Like, I'm like, that kind of fires me up.
Right.
So if that's the case, we're getting Dave. We get Dave's talk, Dave's stuff, and then Dave call, you know, Dave brings a military brother up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. You hard charge it, and you get some military badasses out there wearing their combat boots and their, what do they call them? Combat panties, the little short shorts.
Oh, Ranger panties.
Whatever they're called. Whatever. Yeah. And Go Ruck makes them.
Yeah. So
there's a perfect little slap on there. You can do that.
Right. We already partnered with Go Ruck as the official apparel and shoe sponsor of CrossFit, which is deep rooted in the military.
Right. And it can be that you are having them and you, I mean, I do personally, I like to see our top dogs out there.
Mm-hmm.
So you have one of them out there to basically kind of run the show for whatever. So it's
two,
not like
two top dogs and two military current.
What I think if they go two stars, then that then takes the, we are now watching the, whoever's commentating is going to be looking at the two stars.
Oh yeah.
Not at the two military. But if we have two or three military and the one star, a star.
Sure.
Whatever. I don't mean every week, but this week, you know, this particular week.
Lean into the theme.
Lean into it.
It's our freaking foundation.
Dude, have it down, have it outside at like one of the obstacle course things if you want. You know? I mean, I know we want to try to push everyone to affiliate, but like
right.
you can.
That's saying there, but there are affiliates in that area that are very close to it. And I think affiliates, sure. And I love the building of scale that you had there. The one thing I would love there too is like, if you want to have Dave introduce Jocko, fine. If I'm going like, okay, now we're in it, you have whoever the host is. And before the athletes come out, there's a promo video of Jocko just doing Jocko things and saying right. Jocko things. And you know what that video could come from? Him waking up that morning at 4:30 and you have a crew there and it just shows the buildup of the whole day, him getting up. Like you just build this whole video of him, of his day and with a little voiceover, 60 seconds. And then he comes out, right? He comes out and it's just pandemonium. It's Jocko. He grabs the mic and he introduced the four athletes that are taking the stage. And only the way Jocko can do, and he says 3, 2, 1, go. Yeah. Chandler, look, get games level athletes, team Indy, doesn't matter, that are veterans or currently serving. And we have plenty to choose from. Right? And yeah, Chandler Smith, great. Open announcement. We watch that. But have him come out and he's like, welcome to 2024 CrossFit Open. You know, this athlete, whatever, Jocko-y, right?
Yeah.
And he brings him out. And then he goes through the workout the way he does, live and in person, on a board, the way he wants to. And he says, 3, 2, 1, go. And then we party.
Yeah.
And we've kicked it off in the most freaking servicey, open, CrossFit, OG, military, America. I know it's a worldwide, I get it. But like, you know, it's like, give ourselves some freaking teeth right from the start.
Totally. And so
that's my week one.
It does a handful of things. It you know, a little tip of the hat to our service people.
Yeah.
Which we have always done. There's always been such a tight connection with military and law and fire and CrossFit. There always has.
Mm-hmm.
What's crazy is everyone thinks that's where it started. That is not where it started. We took it because we realized how fucking awesome it was. Sorry.
Yep.
I need to change. I've been told I need to watch my
the
language
algorithm.
Now, so, but we took that because we saw what it did and how potent it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the military and all the service people adopted that.
Yeah.
So it isn't a you know, America. I mean, cool, America. Yeah. But it's not specifically to that. It's all the service people that are out there having to become a superhero for whatever. And you lean into it. You don't do this three-person competition, this competition of three events beforehand.
No, that's next week. That's next week. We're talking about that next week.
I don't want anything with that. This, to me, is old school. It is gritty. It is loud. It's fun. It's it's just abrasive enough to be what CrossFit of old is.
All right.
And that's what this year is supposed to be about, like coming back to that.
Yes. And it's new and it's fresh and it's everything that Dave asked it to be. And this is what I was just thinking about, and Jason put this in there, is, okay, pick a athlete in the games that has any service open, like pick the fittest firefighter, police officer, military, either current or post, and like just pick different services, so one of each, so that can be a part of that athlete in there, because then you start drawing attention to what they do outside of CrossFit. So say it's like, all right, we got Chandler Smith and he's ex-Army, and then you have a current police officer and a firefighter, maybe an EMT, whatever the four are, but make sure that they're all in one of those services that are part of the service open, and that's how you pick your athletes for week one.
Yeah, sure.
And then you just throw down. So that's week one.
Okay, so I have one other thing that I've attached to. Actually, it's to all of them.
Okay,
but this is kind of one of my overreaching that I saw in every single thing was, I do feel that there needs to be, and Jason Grubb was talking about this. He's like, you know, there was an opportunity that was missed by not having masters athletes, not having the adaptive athletes where they can kind of showcase that we know that they've been kind of pushed to their different segments, you know, their different tracks, if you will, to where the games are going to be and their semifinals, all that type of thing. And he was wanting them to be in. What I would like to have happen is that when the main show is happening, there are a contracted out other group, whether it's Taylor versus the World for an open event where you have, you know, not the best of the best, but you have Taylor and someone awesome like that, you know, just like what Sevan did. You have the Wheelwad crew doing their thing, and that you can basically have those two windows happening at the bottom to where you can go and pick each one of those. And so no matter how you do it, and I don't know how it would happen broadcasting wise, but you can pick one of the three. You can pick the main show. You can pick Taylor versus the World, which is the third party show. Sevan do it. And then you have the Wheelwad going on at the same time. Or you can actually have the Legends going on too, where the Legends group do one. So basically from that main show, you can pick whatever window you're wanting to go to. And you always have your four boxes. You have the one that you're watching, whatever one that is, and the other three happening at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So that everyone is like happening at the same time.
Kind of like that multicast view that Rogue put out.
Yeah, just like that.
Okay.
Something just like that.
Okay.
I think that would be... It would be really fun because it brings everybody in. It pulls everybody to the main announcement.
Mm-hmm.
It allows everyone to have their announcement. Like the main show would give a X amount of time to have the announcements happen in the other three elements. And then everyone, 3, 2, 1, go, and everybody goes.
Okay.
So you can all kind of see what's happening. Again, it pulls everybody in.
Yep.
I don't think it would detract from what we're trying to do on the military side as far as pulling everyone in. But that way it doesn't allow for anyone or any group to feel like, well, like the Wheelwad crew.
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't hear a damn thing about Wheelwad. I don't know what the work... there was a point where I was trying to
figure out... They did a great job, though, doing their own thing.
I honestly don't know what they did.
Right, it's not your fault.
And that's not... And I'm not saying them.
Yeah, it's not their fault either.
I didn't see it. Totally. And I... Not that I think that any other division should have the main show other than the main floor other than the main show, but it's like, why not make it to where we're promoting? This is how you promote those other groups, I think, on the CrossFit side is, okay, yeah, we're going to farm these out, but we're going to promote you. We're going to put you all in the same thing so everyone can see what's going on.
Yep.
Anyway, that's what I was
thinking. All right, week one, Jocko.
Do it.
Podcast in California. He announces the athletes. he announces the workout. Leading up to announcement point one, going to what you were talking about, and we'll save this for the end, you have Seth Rollins, who is already going to be told that he's doing the final open announcement, and his crew of athletes, four of them, doing a pre-trash talk open video that CrossFit produces and just puts up on the board. Week one's over.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Do you want him to announce the workout? Or who? Know that he's going to be one of Seth, or have that he's one of the athletes in the workout? Where he gets the call out, to where he gets the call out. See, I almost want it to be. Here's how I see it.
Okay.
I want it to be that he's going to be the announcer. Dave's going to announce him, and he's going to be the one that's announcing it, and he's going to do all that.
Yeah.
Then people start trash talking to him.
Ooh.
And then in classic wrestling form, he announces it, and he's like, "And I'm going to take you on," and boom, he jumps in the workout.
All right, we're skipping right ahead. Then.
Is that not cool?
That's awesome.
That was so cool.
Okay, we're bringing that back. I love that. All right?
Yes.
Now, after week one, between week one and week two, and by Wednesday when the scores are due, you get their little wrestling crew together, and then they start yapping at each other again based off who beat who. We got our little own side thing going on with this crew. And even if you're not a fan of wrestling, everybody can be a fan of dudes and chicks talking shit to each other, stuff to each other.
Totally.
Right?
I know. I'm not having a time with that.
Maybe I don't care. Is it really going to get that much exposure?
We don't even talk that bad. Come on.
No, we don't. All right. So that's in between. Now we go to week two. And I am saying, now that you put Seth at the end, I'm saying this is when Dave comes out. Dave's doing week two. We got to have Dave at least once. Jocko did week one.
Yeah.
Dave's coming in to do week two. We're going to Proven. Okay. We're going to Proven. We went there. It's big. It's great. We're announcing that Dave is going to do the announcement well ahead of time, which is going to get more people excited. They're going to want to show up, and they come in there. And it's just your run-of-the-mill open announcement. It's a week two. It's got all the space in the world. Therefore, you don't have to smash people in to do the workout. Tia could have actually done this one.
Yeah.
Tia could have actually done this one. Now, they didn't know that. So I'm just saying, you know, we're just armchair quarterbacking the day after, whatever. But you announce that it's going to be there plenty of time ahead. Why? Because people need to schedule around this. It's in the middle of the day in the United States. So wherever it's going to be, people's like, oh, it's at, you know, if it's at Proven, then it's 2 p.m. Central, or it's 2 p.m. where we're at and where they're at. That's not the easiest thing to do at a Thursday. People work. But if you gave them some time to plan, I'm sure everybody's like, listen, I'm going to just come off work for 2 hours and pop over here. More people involved. It's Dave Castro. He's back. You got your own thrills to come out. And we go from there.
Totally. I actually thought the exact same thing in that order, actually. So I like that because it's classic. The stuff that I would have Dave do on this one, and I like it at Proven, is hyping everybody up with his clue.
Yes.
To where you win. This isn't like you win a golden barbell. You win an assault bike. You win a something. Remember, he used to do that. He's like, I did this workout. If you can remember, if you can say what I did, you could get this.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the first one to guess my time or whatever, you would get this bike, this assault bike, this echo bike, this whatever. To do something like that and really hype everyone up.
Yeah.
Even if you're like, okay, he would have to come up with whatever the clues would be. Either if you wanted it to be like, you have to say exactly what the workout is, or you have to name the movements or something.
Mm-hmm.
But again, getting everyone in, it's about engagement.
Yeah.
And that's how you get people engaged. And I mean, look at what was talked about. Of the three announcements that were out, you had the mushroom.
Right.
You had the Doug eating the chicken wing.
Yep.
What was the other one? Oh, the little puck knocking over the pawn.
Yes, yes.
Like everybody talks about those, but now when you can win something with it,
mm-hmm.
like you're, I don't think you'll just double the amount. You're going to triple the amount. You're going to quadruple the amount of people just throwing out ideas.
Right.
Oh, dude, that would be so fun.
All right, so that's week two. And maybe week two, you make it more localized. I mean, shoot, if we went to Justin's garage and we invited Justin to it, maybe you go to Proven and it's four Proven athletes, two men, two women. You got Colton Mertens coming back. You just won week one. Like, that all worked out great.
Yeah.
And you got Mertens, Tia, Sydney, and is Jay Crouch one of their athletes as well? He's local, right?
Yeah, he is.
All right, there you go. You got all the space in the world. Everybody can do it. It's 24.2, and you've got Jay, and you got all the Proven athletes, so now there's even more excitement because they're all together. They basically already did it. And you have Dave do the announcements, and you just make it just a good open announcement.
I mean, look how many people came to the first one.
Right.
Look at the engagement on the first one with Dave doing Dave stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That would be his one shot to do. I mean, he's like, I don't really want to do him. Okay, fine. He wanted to do one. This would be his one. And then he can kind of, you know, for the most part, kind of stand down after that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Classic. I mean, the first one got our grit back.
Yeah.
This is our classic back.
Yeah. And a new facility, and we're, you know, it's not exactly what normal affiliate life is, but you already went there, so we're keeping that in there. We're not trying to change a whole bunch of stuff, and it's Dave's unveiling, and it's right in the middle.
We're trying to grow, right? We're trying to go from, we're scaling up from military affiliate to a monster affiliate.
To
arena.
And the arena that you go to is Dickie's Arena, because you're moving to Fort Worth.
What a great idea. I never thought of that. Amazing.
And here's the cool thing. Let me try to see if I can find the footprint there. You're not going to rent out Dickie's Arena. We get that. But there is something. Oh, I should have looked this up beforehand, because now you just popped that in my brain. Fort Worth. Let's see. Images. See outside. No, that's not going to help. So you come to Fort Worth. Ah, here it is. This is great. All right. Now, this is Dickie's Arena in Fort Worth. This is where it's going to be. This is a pavilion right here. See this little guy?
Yeah.
That thing is way bigger than you think. It's about the size of an affiliate. It's right next to Dickie's Arena. You can pack that thing to the gills with little grandstands. You build your little mock wrestling ring, right? You put four pull-up bars.
Dude, make it a cage.
Put four pull-up bars, and I'm just thinking cost-effective, right?
Totally.
Four pull-up bars is in Fort Worth, Texas. Yes. Yes, Gordon. No, that's what he says. That's what he says. We always inflate that. It's like an old fishing story. You make a mock wrestling arena. Not a flooring, right? You just the ropes and whatever, like rope it around. Okay. You put your pull-up rig in there that they normally used to do. You've got four top athletes coming in. I don't care who they are, whoever they are, right? And then they come out and they do the unveiling of Seth Rollins. We know he's coming. We don't know where he is. We haven't seen him yet. But the lights go out, the fog machines turn on, and I feel like this is a wrestling thing. I don't watch it, but I've heard his music plays. His music plays, the lights, the lasers. He walks out in full Seth regalia, like he was in Justin Medeiros's garage. That got wasted on 13 people. He walks out in the middle of this mock arena. He has a mic in his hand, and then he does his Seth Rollins thing, welcoming the crowd. And he's going to get a bit more cheers than he did in week two. And then Seth announces every athlete in the way that he wants to. All four. Whatever he wants to say, Iron Hog, that was freaking great. Whatever he wants to do, just it's a show. Right? He comes out, does his WWE thing, brings out the athletes, and then he announces the workout, right? And then they go. And it's just this grand finale. We're back. It's a show. It's entertainment. And you've got Seth freaking Rollins coming out there. and just doing his thing in Fort Worth, Texas, outside the doors of Dickies Arena, because this is where the games are going, a different location for the first time since 2017. And we celebrate coming to Texas at the doorstep of which will be the home of the CrossFit Games this year. That's week three.
I don't want four athletes.
What do you want?
Me personally, I'm king for a day.
Yeah.
I want that it was going to be a wrestler.
Okay.
Here's the storyline. Seth is going to be announcing two superstar athletes.
Okay.
Whoever they are. One of the other wrestlers over the course of the open has been talking trash to Seth the whole time.
Mm.
He shows up after Seth announces in this person and finally, this is what is going to be cool is he can be loud like he's supposed to. It was funny watching him trying to be sort of loud, but not really loud in a garage.
Yeah.
It was so muted. It was bad, but you have him where he gets to announce these athletes. And then from the corner is wrestler X. Seth Rollins,
mm-hmm.
I've been waiting for you.
Yeah, like they come out with their own mics. Okay. Yeah. Each wrestler comes out with their own mics.
Yep.
Ooh.
And then they come out.
Okay.
So then you have this banter that's happening. Again, it's the show. Seth, you think I've got you? I'm going to get it. He gets out. So now they're all going. Mm. Dave ends up calling 3-2-1 go so that they go. So it's Seth and whatever wrestlers are there.
Okay.
You have your superstars, but again, because you have the other events happening, if the show is too wrestling for you, cool. You saw what the workout is, it got announced, you know what's gonna be, then you can go over to Taylor versus the World and you can watch Taylor take on whoever he's taken on that week.
Okay.
If you really want to watch like someone like that. Or if you want to watch the Masters, you know, get after it, you can watch them do it, or the Wheel Wad. You have those abilities. Mm-hmm. But it is a show. It is loud. It is brash. It is, you know, trash talking. It is fun.
Yes.
And then everybody gets to go. And I mean, like, I would want even like of course we would be doing the broadcasting of these shows.
Yes, of course.
We would be getting into it because you would need to have
broadcasters that are on board, right?
That are on for it, man, that are like excited, and they start also trash talking back and forth. And I mean, and getting it's got to be the show.
Wad Zombie, so, thank you. King for a day, Don Fall dresses Vince McMahon. Yeah,
that would be fun.
Whatever.
That would be awesome. I mean, dude, that would be so fun.
You're right.
Oh, my God.
What a cool heel turn. Yeah, Seth calls out. Maybe, look, it was like scrap the games athletes. Okay. Seth pulls out three of the athletes that he's been talking trash with on social media that CrossFit's been pushing for the last 3 weeks. Before they open, after 24.1, after 24.2, they're all round tabling. They've got their scores. They're all doing it. All right. And then you take those three. Seth brings them out. They all got their mics. And maybe one by one, they're talking trash. They're doing their thing. And then Seth is like, you know what?
I'm going to take you all on.
Load another barbell.
Yeah.
Right?
Dude, the crowd would go nuts.
Load another barbell.
I don't like wrestling. I would go nuts.
I don't care for wrestling whatsoever, but I'm still getting like chills about it. Load a bar. It's on. It's on. And then it pans to the, you know, this, and then there's like some pre-made, it's like the glass breaks on the TV. We cut to commercial and it's like Seth Rollins is back. And this little montage thing of his career and what he's done. And, you know, maybe it's while they're warming up, it's like a 5-minute video of like how important CrossFit is to Seth. And like, maybe it's a real promo video using the athletes we're about to watch throw down and how important CrossFit is to them on a personal level. Maybe that's your mid B-roll video. Once Seth says he's coming on board, don't even waste breaths of the announcers. Just sit down and make these athletes real. Hey, the CrossFit is the only reason why I can travel the way I travel and keep my body in shape for the things that I do. And I'm part of this program and I'm actually part of the community. And you make them real and then you cut back. And then there's Dave holding the mic. 3-2-1 go. And we just have fun. D-roll video, me and Wad Zombie. Yes.
Oh,
let me know what that channel is. I'll subscribe under one of my aliases.
I didn't know that little pavilion was there. That's awesome.
Yes, dude. It's right there. I mean, you don't need to rent this out. It's in the middle of the day. Nobody's using it.
That was a myth.
This thing is fantastic.
Is we're going to. How could you not? How could you not?
And then it's just, and then the lead up, right? The days leading up, you hit all the local affiliates in the area. You have these athletes, these wrestlers, and these superstars visit local affiliates. And we just draw attention to all that. Easy, Wadzombie. I feel like that was kind of the point.
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah, easy, whoa. Easy. If you got a teller, we go back to the old fishing story, I guess. McLovin. But man, I know schedules, money, whatever it is, but we're playing King from a day. This is a what if, what it could be. We're just basing this in entertainment. It doesn't have to be in reality. But damn, could it? Right? Jocko week one, lean into the military service open. Use a bunch of service members that are games athletes that have a great history to talk about. Do a little 60-second video of each one. Do one of Chandler and what it means to him and how he thinks. Like, I mean, we're already doing the Army Ignite program. Why not have him in there and be a part of that? Then you have police, fire, whatever. Of those four that you pick that are games athletes that have service open, they're in there. And you push it. And all this outside in between entertainment with Seth, knowing he's going to be on the final week, and we just think it's going to be this great show, and then he comes in and does. Like you said, that was great, man. That was a great idea. Great idea.
You think about like every like UFC fights, wrestling matches, whatever. I mean, like you have Seth at the first one. He's in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his glasses on, like he's taking notes.
Yeah.
Like he's watching what's happening. Like, oh, I see. Like the Clubber Lang style when he used to watch like Rocky. He's like in the crowd just watching like,
Just get... And that'd be great little gimmicks. I mean, how many old gimmicks? I remember the, like the old open promos, like it might have been like 14, 15. Remember the one with like Pat Barber's running through the woods? The manimal? And it was an open promo commercial?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, man. Dude, it would be, there's so many fun things you could do with that.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you had to, if you're still going to throw the, you know, small team thing out there and it's like, you know, the amount of time it would take to do blah, blah, blah. I mean, I think if you were to get one of the superstars, you get Tyson, you get, oh my God, I'm blanking on her name. What's his chick's name? His wife's name?
Oh, Mariah?
Yeah, Mariah.
Yeah.
You get Sevon out there. I mean, Sevon's got a million shows, but I mean, any of those that have like done the stuff,
mm-hmm.
Torin. I mean, any of those guys. Torin. You get those guys. They can kind of do that. They can kind of cut the little things up over the 6 weeks.
Short. It's just fun goof banter.
Yeah, it'd be so easy.
We're waiting weekly after the submission window of the next trash talk video.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I just say I'm
yeah, Tyson Bajan, Travis Bajan. What if you had Travis come in? What if that was week two?
Man. I mean, we would like that because we know who he is. I don't think a lot of people know who he is, but he has such an attitude and presence about him anyway. It wouldn't matter if you knew who he was or not. He would come in and all of a sudden you'd be like, oh dang.
Save him for the last one.
This guy's here.
Right? Say Seth drops the mic and he's like, screw it, I'm doing it. And they're like, well, who's going to MC? Who's going to MC this now? And then Travis has his own mic in the back.
Hey, Gabe, give me that mic.
Yeah.
His gruff voice. Like,
I know a guy. Oh, just one bomb after the other. One bomb after the other. Golly. Shoot, throw Tyson out there as the mystery fourth, fifth.
Fun. It would be so fun.
Yeah.
It would be, and you know what's funny is it would be, so fun
mm-hmm.
that it would be like if you had your birthday party as a kid and you got like a hot air balloon ride when you're like 13 and then your 14th year, it's like your parents are like, well, shit, what the hell are we going to do after that?
Yeah.
Like we're not gonna be able to beat that. There's no way.
Yeah.
But I mean.
Yeah. What a great, like, you know, John George is like, there's like five spots, like there's five rig spots and there are only three athletes. I'm like, oh, that doesn't make sense. And then Seth does his thing. And it's like, well, now we need an MC. What are we supposed to do now? And then like out of the background, here comes Travis Speed.
As he just like moving his way.
I'll do it, but I got one request. My boy Tyson gets
my
to
boy
play.
He's gonna do it too.
Oh and my
wearing my
gosh.
T-shirt. He's gonna wear my Rogue T-shirt.
It'll just be so big on him. Oh,
that would be. Oh man, dude, it would be so fun. I think we talked so much before the Open started about how important this particular Open was to CrossFit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because of all of the things that have happened mm-hmm. and all of the, I don't know if I want to be in, I don't know if I want to pay, I don't know if this is this, I don't know if this is for the general population, I don't know. Everyone was questioning everything.
Yep.
And something that outlandish and loud.
And ridiculous.
Would be so fun. It would just, I really honestly do believe that it would like wash a lot of stuff, not for everybody, of course, but it would wash a lot of stuff out of the way, almost to the fact that I think that you could have like outside news sources picking up on the goofiness.
Sure.
Like, oh my, like, WWE wrestlers throwing down CrossFit style in the largest fitness competition in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a little cut of, you know, Seth being all loud and crazy and pyrotechnics and dude, come on.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, when with all of the stuff with CrossFit, they always say like, you know, people will say, what do you want CrossFit to do for you as an affiliate owner? All I want is I want HQ.
Right.
To tell outside people about us. Mm. That's all I want.
Make us look cool.
This would do that.
The whole thing. Jocko? Week one? Making CrossFit cool?
Yeah.
Is that a shirt? Make CrossFit cool again? And you know what I love about that is because now that we're in the new Open, right? There's limited pressure. The stress of it, it's not that serious anymore. It's actually fun, and we can all attack it in a level which we want to. There's not as much on the line as a positive. If you make the last week so fun, it changes the whole tone of the Open. It's like, oh my gosh, we are having fun.
It's increasing in intensity and velocity and excitement as you go towards the end rather than explosion on the first one and trying to hold on by the end.
Right, right.
Which is what we have normally done.
Happened.
My week, it was really hard. I mean, it's kind of been that way. But if you can build, especially in a 3-week, come on. It should be an increase to the third week.
Yeah.
What did we, what were the numbers? It was like, it dropped like 20% every week. Wasn't it something like that?
Prior to this week, this year?
Like this Open, we had a good number watching. I can't remember what the numbers were. A good number watching.
Oh,
and there was a drop, and then there was a drop.
No, it dropped 50%.
Oh my God.
Well, also, I guess before we should have even got to week three, goes without saying is don't release the workout early. That would help viewership. No, it was up to 200 live concurrent viewers in week two for 24.2, and I think 100 to 115 max in week three.
Wow.
But that's also with the workout getting leaked or released early, not leaked, released early. And the stream locking up 3 or 4 times, like it was just rough. That was a rough week three for them.
Dude, it was a rough week three.
Yeah. And all of those things could have happened with these little King for a Day ideas, which is why I said it was like we're living in entertainment, not reality at the moment. But dang. It only took us 50 minutes to spitball that.
Well, okay. The cool thing about what we just did is it's similar to like when we had Dylan on the show, and we were talking about Wadapalooza,
mm-hmm.
and they realized that they couldn't use the Bayside the way that they wanted to. So they're like, dude, we got to come up with an idea.
Oh yeah.
Got to come up with something. And they just started spitballing ideas, and mm-hmm. then they grew into the barge, you know, and the idea of the barge and trying to come up with something like that. Like,
barge is awesome.
It seems like this is one of those types of things. I mean,
we're not hindered by budget and schedules and timing.
No, I understand all that. But what you do is you talk and you think, like what we just did, completely outside the box.
Right.
And then you start to build the box around that to see what you're able to do and see what, all right, well, okay, so we can't get the arena, but what other thing can we do? Or we're still trying to keep this particular vein, or what kind of pool do these people have? I mean, Seth Rollins, he's the world champ. I get it. I'm sure the guy's got some pool for something.
Yeah.
I mean, for something.
But here's the thing, you don't need all of Dickies because it would be a waste of space. It's like having a 10,000 square foot gym and 10 people in your class.
Totally.
And by the way, like I said, is this little pavilion is way, it's big.
Is wrestling big in Texas?
Yes. I mean, we've had a lot of, I didn't pull this up. This little guy. It's not a little guy. They've had a lot of Seth's come to town several times. He actually chained up he came to my affiliate a couple times.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And it's funny, the first time he came, this was like early on in our gym days, so, like 14, 15, maybe.
Wow.
Like, hey, this guy, someone had hit me up. I don't think it was Baker.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Hit me up. He's like, hey, the WWE Smash whatever is coming into town. It was like the biggest thing of the year, and they're having it at Cowboy Stadium. And he's like, he wants to work out there. Oh, maybe it was Josh. I don't know. And I was like, yeah, sure, you can come by the gym. And I just told one of my coaches, like, hey, can you open it up for this guy?
For this guy, whatever. He's some dude.
Yeah. I didn't even know who it was. And I was like, oh, that guy came to my gym. And then a few of the other ones came. Some Swiss dude. I don't know. But yeah. But I was so tired. I'm like, I'm not coming up to the gym for this dude. So I told one of my other coaches to do it.
But I think you could pack that so easy.
Easy.
You know, free entrance.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you want to make it, I don't know, if you had to do $3, $5, whatever to get in.
Right. But you do that during the day. It starts at 2:00. It's over by 3 or 4. And then you have some type of affiliate owner dinner catered there on site later. Yeah.
I mean,
anyway,
God, that would be stupid.
King for a day. King for a day. Yes, that is exactly who it was. Thanks, Kenneth. Cicero. He's big.
Seth isn't that big, huh?
I don't know. No, he's not small.
Well, I mean, like, I remember when he was doing the announcement, he didn't look that much bigger than Justin.
Oh, yeah.
Justin's not that big.
I don't know. Well, no. All right, let's Seth Rollins height. 6'1".
No.
That's what really? It says.
I mean, I would think you would have to be at least that size. But I was shocked when maybe the man bun and the big sparkles on the jacket made him look shorter or something. I couldn't tell.
Yep. Says 6'1".
Dang. Crazy.
Yeah. He's 37. Oh. Nice. But yeah, that was it. Speaking of villain, I'm going to interview him in like an hour on the Cross the Games podcast.
No way.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the West Coast Classic moving back to Carson. Speaking of game sites.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for that. You guys should be too.
To see the tennis stadium?
Dude. All of you is like, gosh, I wish I would have been there when you have an opportunity. So I'll be interviewing Dylan live on the Cross Against podcast here in about 45 minutes, actually.
Oh, so dang.
For you guys that are here, come over and say hi. Say hi to Dylan.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, that's our king for the day. We have another episode coming up to, let's see, Friday.
Yeah.
So Friday, let's see, what do we got coming up? Ooh, yes. Let's see if I'm on here. We got a lot of things coming up. If you guys don't know what we have coming up, go to our main page. Go to Get With The Programming on YouTube. Click our page. Upcoming live streams. We have several. Don't worry about this, that little thumbnail. But on Friday, we've been talking about our Get With The Programming strength of field system that we did for all 3 weeks. That's coming back for quarterfinals. Don't worry. It's coming back. But the question that was posed to me, or I would say the limitation that was posed to me, is that it's not possible to manage all the open scores to make this possible. This system that is indeed more exciting, more engagement, more accurate to what the strength of field system really is. And to that challenge, I said, accepted. And I'm going
to... Are you
going
to bring him on the show? Are you going to ask him?
No. I am going to show exactly how we can create an easy system to manage these scores for the elite athletes that are taking on the open and quarterfinals going towards semifinals. And we will unveil what that checks and balance system for judging and scorekeeping and video viewing looks like, so that once again, it's just a matter of putting in a little work to make the season a lot better. So that will be Friday. Next week, we'll do King for a Day again. We'll visit the Golden Barbell, that whole concept. I have a whole nother yellow pad sheet of paper on a golden. If we want to keep it, if we want to keep whatever that was, spice things up, change it up, whatever Dave wanted, I have an idea. I'd like to hear your idea too. So we'll exchange ideas. And then after that, so next week, quarterfinals will, you can register for quarterfinals starting on the 1st. So that'll be on Monday. That Wednesday, Bill and I are going to talk about how important quarterfinals is going to be. And without being too, hyperbolic or using too much hyperbole, I would argue this is the most important stage of competition ever programmed outside of Finding the Fittest on Earth. Because of the new format, what's on the line, the limited spots available at semifinals, the 25% that are now in a new pool of quarterfinals that used to be 10%. We're going to talk all about what's coming up for quarterfinals and what's on the line for CrossFit when it comes to programming quarterfinals. That'll be the discussion that we will have next week. So follow us on YouTube, Get With The Programming, please. Just hit the like, hit the subscribe. Yes. And if you want to hit join, that's fine too. That'd be great. Not necessary. We love you guys anyways. We're glad you're here. But that'll be it. We got a lot of stuff coming.
And we do. I can't wait for that one.
And we do have one major thing coming in about a couple weeks. In a couple weeks, I think the first show is built.
Really?
Heidi, you can like it as many times as you want. This is like, right? Okay.
Just keep clicking.
I, along with Barkley and JR, have created what will be the greatest CrossFit game show ever created. And we will have our first show in a couple weeks between team quarterfinals and indie quarterfinals. But it is going to be so awesome. Unlike anything in the space, there's a lot of great shows out there. I believe Around the Whiteboard is coming up later today. Yeah. I didn't say that, Heidi. You said that. Those are your words. That's your potty mouth. But I don't know. Let me check. Is Pedro's show on today?
Wednesday.
It's on Wednesdays, right? Upcoming live streams, 27th. Yes, so 3 p.m. So my show with Dylan will be on the Cross the Gains podcast at 2, which is 43 minutes from now. And when that is over, We'll be off in time for Coffee Pods and Wads around the whiteboard with Caroline Privo, I believe that's Aunt Haynes, and Colton Mertens is going to be on the show. And one of the topics it says is, do people need individual programming? So we got a lot of stuff going on. Oh, Bill said it? Okay, yeah. And well, I can't.
I said clicking.
Clicking.
Old clicking. Wishful thinking over there.
Old Freud.
That's right.
Old Freud.
What a Freudian slip.
But all right, that'll do it for us here today. Thank you guys so much. We will see you on Friday, same time, same place, talking about perfecting the judging and accountability of our Get With The Programming strength of field system. It will happen. It can be done.
I believe it.
It can be done. It can be done. I don't know why I'm talking like a president. I have president's hands right now. Yeah. I have president's hands. But thank you guys so much. Go check out the Crossing Games podcast here in about 40 minutes with Dylan Malitsky as we talk all about the West Coast Classic coming back to Carson, California. And make sure you go hit up Coffee Pods and Wads an hour after that for Around the Whiteboard. Tonight, Spin Show will go live with John Young and Tyler Watkins, the man behind the Heat One app. And I'm looking forward to seeing what all the things they get to talk about. Probably, I don't know, the open leaderboard for the women might be a hot topic. Who knows? Who knows? But thank you guys for joining us. We'll see you Friday.
Bye.